This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, fantastic. Okay, good evening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to part one for tonight, the halachas of Shivasa Batamas. I hope everyone's got a sheet. For those who are online, please do email me, j.golka@gmail.com, and believe that I will email you the handout. So, this Sunday, Emitz Hashem is a Tarnis. Of course, the Tarnis is on Shabbos, it's Nidcha, it's pushed off till Sunday. So, in this slot, we'll just, Emitz Hashem, review some of the key halachas for the Tarnis that is almost upon us. So, the Rambam says, why do we actually fast? The Rambam, based, of course, on the Mishnah in Tarnis, says that there are five reasons why we fast this Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Shiva Osa, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis, Perek Hey Halacha Beis, Shiva Osa B'Tamuz, Chamisha Dvarim Irubai. Five things happened on Chamisha Osa B'Tamuz. Number one, Nishtabru Haluchais. The Luchais were smashed, were broken. Now let's just give you a bit of a background to that. We know that the Torah was given on Shavuos. The date of that was 6th or 7th of Sivan, we pass on Zion Sivan. And that is actually just the introduction to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets Moshe Rabbeinu up, saying, this is the Novi through whom I'm going to give the Torah. He then goes up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights and receives the Torah. Now, if you work out 40 days from Zion Sivan, you count forward 40, that takes you to Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. He came down, of course, and Klal Yisrael, some people were dancing around the Egel HaZahav, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So that is Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Just by the way, we know that he dealt with it that day. He went up on the 18th of Tamuz for the second period of 40 days. He sort of pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to destroy Klal Yisrael. That takes us to Rosh Chodesh Elul. And then you've got a third period of 40 days where Moshe Rabbeinu sort of again received the Luchos Shnias, and that takes us to when? Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh Elul, till, is that what he said? Till 40 days later is Yom Kippur. So three periods of 40 days. But either way, the end of the first period ended in tragedy, which was Nishtabru HaLuchos. That's number one. Number two, Ubatel HaTomit, the carbon tomit, the daily offering that was offered up in the Beis HaMikdash, it came to a stop. It was cancelled Mibayis Rishon in the time of the first temple. Number three, V'huvka Yerushalayim B'churban Sheni. There was a breach in the wall in the time of Bayis Sheni. We know we go to Yerushalayim today. We call it the old city, right? In those days, it was the city. And it was had a wall all the way around it. And there was a breach in Bayis Sheni by the Romans that they came in and they breached the outer wall. And 3 weeks later, they came and they actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the third thing. The fourth thing is Vesoraf Apostomus Harosha es HaTorah. Apostomus burned the Torah. Who is Apostomus? The Meiri in Tanis in Daf Chavov and Medalev says that this was a Greek officer, and this took place in the time of Bayis Sheni. So he burned the Torah. And the fifth thing is Her Mitzelem BeHeichel, that there was an idol in the Heichel. They put an idol in the Avodah Zarah. Okay, Atkan the Rambam. Now, before we go into the halachas of the day itself, I think it's very important to have an introduction from the words of the Mishnah Berurah. What is the purpose of a fast day? Why do we actually fast? So we saw the five reasons, but what is the objective of a Tarnis? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Kuf Mem Tes says this, V'chol elu hayomim, kol Yisrael misanim bohem. And these days, Klal Yisrael fasts, because of the various tragedies that took place on these days, on any fast day. Why? To arouse our souls, our hearts, that we should contemplate words of tshuva. Therefore, every person should focus, should put on his heart, and during these days, during a fast day, to investigate, to introspect about his actions, the way he lives, and to do tshuva. The ikar is not the tarnis. That's not the main thing. Like it says with the men of Nineveh, Vayar Hashem es Maaseihem, V'omru Chazal esakom v'estanisam lo nema. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their sackcloth and ash and their fasting. Ela es ma'aseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their actions, i.e. they did tshuva. That's the ikka. V'ein ha'tanis ela hachona l'tshuva. The tanis is only a preparation for tshuva, i.e. that it sort of breaks our spirit a little bit. It makes us a little bit more introspective, thoughtful, less preoccupied and diverted by food and etc. Lochein oisam ha'anoshim shekashem mizanim holchim b'tiul. Therefore, those people who, when they fast, they go on a tiul, v'dvarim b'talim, or they waste their time, they can sit and, play Xbox for 6 hours, or whatever it may be. Tofsu ha'tofel v'anichu ikka. They're latching onto the tofel, that which is not important, i.e. the fasting, the less important, v'anichu ikka. And they're abandoning that which is most important, i.e. thought, introspection, doing tshuva. Don't turn around and say, okay, so I'll do the ikka, I'll do the tshuva, but I'll have a good breakfast and a good lunch and a good supper. Because fasting on these days is a mitzvah saseh medivri hanavim. To fast on, like we said above. Okay, so that is the focus of why we fast and the objective of it. Now let's talk about the actual details of halacha. So this is from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Chof Aleph Siftes. The Kitzur says as follows: Oydesh kula b'shloishet hanesim harishonim. There is a kula in the first three fasts, and this is referring to Shiva Sabatamas, Asor Bateves, and Soim Gedalia, in contrast to Yom Kippur and in contrast to Tisha B'Av, which are stricter. So what is the kula in respect of these three? To ubrois umenikois hamitzdaros paturis milisanois. A lady who is uberes, she's expecting a baby, she's pregnant, umenekes, or she's nursing a child, she's feeding, they are potter milisanois. V'chein choyle, and so to a person who is unwell, afapish te'enbois sakona, even though there is no danger, nonetheless, lo yisan, a person who is not well, does not need to fast. Now, let me show you two interesting footnotes. Footnote number one is from the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Kuf Nun, Sifkot and Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'kol shekein, im hu chayle she'en bo sakona, if this is an illness which is, does not have any, you know, any sakona, a person's got a very bad headache, or a person has got flu or something like that, but vaday potam mele hisanis, he certainly is exempt from fasting, says the Mishnah Berurah, the words are underlined, but also lo lahachmir alatzai. It's also for him to be machmir on himself, and therefore, if a person is not feeling well, then says the Mishnah Berurah, it's wrong for him to be strict, and he need not fast. Interestingly, there is a bi halacha as well, who says, especially when the fast is nidcha, is pushed off, the bir halacha in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Tes Sif Tes. In Dibba Maschel Ve'enu Mashlim, says the following, V'chein b'choyli k'tzas. A person is a little bit unwell. U'mubere she'esh michus k'tzas mutorim le'echol. They should eat. So a person who is choyli k'tzas or is muberes, then with a michus k'tzas, then they are allowed to eat. So especially this year, because it is nitcha, then there is more leeway if a person is not feeling well. Interestingly, the question you sometimes get asked is, what if you're feeling okay, but if I go to work today, that's going to give me a headache? For some people, they go to work every day, that gives them a headache, right? But what if it's a tarnis, and if they're involved in work, they will become unwell, and they'll have to break the fast? Is that a reason not to go to work? Is that a heter not to go to work? So interestingly, I saw this in the footnotes in the article, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he brings an Igros Moshe, with Moshe Feinstein, this is footnote number three, who says, one who is employed by others. So if you are an employee, or you are involved in mitzvah-related work, you are allowed to work. You may work on a fast day, even if that work may cause you to become weak, to the extent that he would be required to eat. Interesting. So you may work on a tarnis if you are an employee, or if it's a mitzvah-related matter, even though working may cause you to become weak and need to eat. Okay. Let's press on. Next line in the Kitza. Umikol Mokum. Second line in the box there. Umikol Mokum. Af Mishe Mutulo Lechol. Even if someone is allowed to eat for whatever reason, Lo Ye Anig Es Atzmo. He shouldn't indulge. Eat what is necessary to be healthy and well and to feel better. And so to children. Even though they're not obligated to fast, if they've got das to understand what morning is, so then give them lechem and mayim, bread and water. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tov Kuf Nun that it doesn't literally mean bread and water, but rather very simple foods. So not chocolate and nash and things like that, but simple foods. Okay, so adkan the halachas of fasting. Let's just turn over the page. What about taking a shower and other such things this coming Sunday? So the Kitza says in Sifches, Sim Kuf Chof Aleph Sifches, Shloisha Tanesim HaRishonim, which again means Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, and Tzon Gedalia, Mutarim b'rechitza v'sicha v'nilas hasandal. It is muta to wash, i.e. to have a shower, v'sicha and to anoint. In those days they would anoint with oil. V'nilas hasandal, wearing shoes, leather shoes that we don't wear normally on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. V'tashmish hamitzah, marital relations. So that is muta on these three fast days. Uva Tisha B'Av, asurim b'kul. On Tisha B'Av, all of these listed items are osa. Someone who is of a sort of a slightly loftier spiritual status, he's a Baal Nefesh, he's more particular, and he's healthy. He should try and be machmir and to be careful with all these things like on Tisha B'Av. However, when it comes to wearing shoes, yeah, don't be machmir and walk, go to work in flip flops or something. He says, because you might become an object of scorn and mockery. People may, it's, you know, it looks ridiculous. I must be honest with you, nowadays, you know, I mean, society has changed and you go to work and you walk down the street and you see people wearing flip-flops quite comfortably. I don't know, maybe things have changed. But either way, the Kitza says that Nina says something they have to worry about. If it's Lel Tvila, then you would be Mekayim. It's even if a Baal Nefesh, who would ordinarily be Machmir about that, for Lel Tvila, he should be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Oina. Okay. One final thing, an interesting question. What are the... We said before the Bir Halacha says this perhaps makes it a bit easier to break your fast if you're not feeling well. But there's one other interesting halacha. Are you allowed to take a haircut on the night of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz? So say, for example, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is on a Wednesday. So are you allowed to take a haircut on Tuesday night? So you could argue, hey, listen, the Tanis doesn't begin till tomorrow morning. I can eat now. So therefore, all the restrictions of the 3 weeks kick in the morning. Or maybe not. Tonight is your Dayan Tammuz. So the Rav Moshe says that in cases of big tzorech, in cases of great necessity, one can take a haircut on the night of the 17th of Tammuz before the beginning of the fast. Fine. But that is only true on a regular year. But this year, on Motzei Shabbos, that doesn't apply. Why not? Because Motzei Shabbos is Nidcheh, it's already Yud Zayin Tammuz, it's actually Yud Ches Tammuz. And therefore, when the fast falls on a Shabbos and is observed on a Sunday, one may not take a haircut on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so you've still got a few days, so get in there if you need a haircut before Shabbos, but not take a haircut this year on Motzei Shabbos. Seder? Okay. Good. Adkan v'halacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.